السلام عليك يا أبا عبد الله الحسين، سلم لمن سالمكم وحرب لمن حاربكم. Imam Hussein alayhi salam's journey towards Karbala begins in the esteemed city of Medina, the city of the Holy Prophet. And then it continued on towards the holy city of Mecca, the city of Allah. After having to leave the holy city of Mecca in order to prevent the shedding of his blood upon the lands of this holy sanctuary, Imam Hussein alayhi salam proceeded towards Kufa at the behest of thousands of letters sent to him inviting him towards the city of Kufa. But eventually Imam Hussein alayhi salam and his caravan of friends and family was forcefully prevented from going towards Kufa, and they were placed under siege in the lands of Karbala. While Imam Hussein alayhi salam was in the city of Mecca, he recited a beautiful dua, a beautiful supplication on the day of Arafah, in the plains of Arafah, by the name of Dua Arafah. These are some of its excerpts. There is no God other than Allah, and there is nothing equivalent to Allah, and nothing like a likeness of Allah. And Allah is the all-hearing, the all-seeing, the all-gentle, the all-aware, and Allah has power over all things. In this beautiful passage, we humbly learn so many things, but let's go ahead and focus on one overall theme. This beautiful passage of Dua Arafah is a magnificent manifestation of Tawheed, Islamic monotheism, the belief in the one true God, the one true creator of all that exists, the one true sustainer of all that lives, and the one true king that rules all the cosmos, the one and only Allah. To all the monotheists in the world, to all those searching for the greatest God, to all those yearning for the absolute divine, to all those seeking the safe haven of an all-compassionate and all-merciful, to all those who look up at the stars in the dark of the night, looking for the true source of light, to all those engrossed in their books, in search of the origin of knowledge and wisdom, to all those whose hearts and souls look towards the sky to find the greatest creator, come to the doorstep of Imam Hussein, for surely he will light the path and show you the way. There is no God other than Allah, and there is nothing equivalent to Allah. And there is nothing like a likeness to Allah. And Allah is the all-hearing. Allah is the all-seeing. Allah is the all-gentle. Allah is the all-aware. And Allah has power over all things. This is CubeSync, syncing you up with reality wherever you are.
Wherever you are.